Avabasa Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avabasa Bavli, Daf Sadik through Sadi Base. We begin at the beginning of the Perek in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Ches Amad Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Amoicher peiros lechaveiroi v'leisimchu afilu zorah zera pishton einu chayav b'achu yisei." If a person sold seeds to his friend and they didn't grow, even if they're flax seeds, which are usually used for planting rather than eating, he does not need to pay. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer, "Zuenei gina she'ena necholim chayav b'achu yisan." Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that if they were seeds of the vegetable garden that are not eaten, then he must pay. "Amoicher peiros lechaveiroi areizem mekabel alav roiva tenoifes leser." If a person sold seeds to his friend, the buyer has to accept a quarter of kav of waste for each seller. "Te'einim mekabel alav eser matlios lemeir." For figs, he has to accept 10 wormy figs for every 100. "Malta sheyayin mekabel alav eser koisos lemeir." And for wine barrels, he has to accept 10 barrels of sour wine for every 100. "Kan kanim b'sharoin mekabel alav eser pitzois lemeir." For bottles of wine in the Sharon region, he has to accept 10 bad bottles for every 100. If a person sold wine to his friend and it soured, the seller is not responsible. But if the seller knew that his wine sours, then this is a mekach tois, a mistaken acquisition. If he told the buyer he's sending him wine that will remain sweet, he has to supply him wine that remains sweet until Shavuos. Yoshan, Michel Eshtaked, Miyushan, Michel Shalashonim. If he sold him Yoshan wine, he can give him wine from the previous year. If he sold him Miyushan wine, he has to give him 3-year-old wine. And the Gemara says, Tani, we have a Baisa, Meiche Peiris Lechaveiroi Velesimchu, Afilu Zerapishtan Enechai Bachu Yusai. If a person sold seeds to his friend and they didn't grow, even if they're flax seeds, he does not need to pay. Vim Hisne Imai Mitchilas Azera Chai Bachu Yusai. But if he stipulates with him that he's buying it to plant, then the seller has to pay. The question is, how much must he pay the buyer? Demei zarai, the answer is the entire sum that he received for the seeds. And the second answer, that some say he must also pay the buyer all of his wasted expenses, such as the cost of plowing and of sowing.